Good afternoon, everyone. Just thought I'd do a bit of a mixed audio boo this time about various subjects. And having heard different boos from people talk about different things, I thought I'd comment and talk. Well, all would become apparent. I'm waffling. first of all, I was listening with interest to Sam's audio boo about how good some people were yesterday and how it's nice to come across helpful people. And
yeah,
I think that's really a sad thing in today's society, isn't it? That it stands out when you get treated well. And when I look back to when I was little, because my mum and dad were both visually impaired, I don't know whether many people knew that, I think some did. And I look at the help they used to receive and the way they were treated when I was a child, and I remember.
But it was a lot better than
it wasn't so uncommon to be helped, and it wasn't so, you know, it didn't stand out so much when you got good customer service or good service. And yet now it does. And that's sad, a sad part of today's society, I'm afraid, that it stands out when you get it because you don't get it that often. That's obviously not a good thing, really. And that, I think that's not just as a blind person. I think that is just society in general. The customer service levels in shops now is not what it was. Due to shortage of staff, due to lack of funds, I don't know what it is. But we have one of the really old-fashioned department stores in St Helens. Equivalent of like Selfridges or Harrods in London, a little bit. It's called Tyra's. And yes, you pay more for items in there, but the customer service is fantastic. You walk through the door, they meet you. Jess got fascinator for the wedding. And
as soon as we walked in the door,
they were there, you know,
to help us.
It's just old-fashioned, wonderful customer service. And you don't mind paying more when you get that. Well, I don't, at least. It's lovely to see it. So, to hear what you were saying, Sam, it's great you got the help you got.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I know our council have done away with the team that help you fill forms in. We used to have one that used to come to the house, and they've done away with it. Luckily, our landlord, who's a housing association, Helena, have their team that will do it, but otherwise we'd be stuck for getting things filled in.
And it's quite a big housing association though, isn't it?
It's combined with somebody else now as well.
Yeah.
But the council have done away with it, so.
And at the moment we haven't got anyone next door.
No, our neighbour moved, and they're doing the house up, and they're going to be renting, and we keep saying, please don't give us bad neighbours. But we've just been to town. And had a really nice sort of 2 hours in town. We were very naughty and went to McDonald's as a treat. And then we've got a jeweller's we use for repairs and things who are fantastic. We've been there. And we do some fundraising for guide dogs. So we've been to pay some money into the guy at the bank for guide dogs. And been and stocked up on treats for the dogs from Wilkinson's, who are sponsoring guide dogs for this year, which is fabulous. And the dogs, they were just fantastic.
Oh,
they were
amazing.
They were well behaved in McDonald's. They got us through the town so effortlessly. Elkie found the jewellers, Elkie found the bank. And considering she's only been working for about 8-9 months, she's really, really doing well.
Bloody star, aren't
we? And we've got two lovely, lovely girls, the dogs. They really are clever.
The only thing that was, she dragged me off the bus and then promptly had a wee.
Yeah, Jess has an issue with. It's funny because I know you were talking about something recently, Sam, about Kate and their spending.
Yeah.
Jess has had the same issues with Elkie since you've got her, really, haven't you? They changed Elkie's food as well. She was on Royal Canning, and they put her on to Eukanuba, and it did help a bit. I don't think she spent as much and as often.
No.
So it is definitely worth trying it.
Half as many peas on walks as she used to.
No. But Jess cannot get her out of the habit of these wheeze, and some of it is due to sensitivity, we think, because usually after something happens that's upset her, she'll have a wee.
On the bus,
but no, No, she must have just been desperate. But they worked fantastically. They're a real credit. Really good girls. And they, you know, we've got home expecting them to be shattered. And they've just been playing. I think they've collapsed now.
But
it's like, we're not tired. But bless them. So we've had a nice afternoon out. We've got to go back and pick a bracelet up. Jess has dropped in for a repair next week. We've got to pick that up. And we've had a nice time. But it's a case, and we met some lovely people as well, really nice people today in town. That makes it more enjoyable, doesn't
it?
Does. When people are pleasant and helpful and chatty. And because there's nothing worse than a bad experience making it stick in your mind. So it's just
so the good experience is that, you know,
they're
definitely not
they're
not very often,
they're not, and it's a shame. It really is a shame that society's gone like that, but there you go. So just sort of tying a few things in, because I can't have much longer to go, but good to hear that you did so well with guide dog Sam, and also good luck with changing the food for Kate, because, as I say, it did help with Elkie, so I hope it has some effect with Kate as well. You know, I really hope so. I mean, you're talking about the aftercare visit and how well it went, and I must admit, I'm not as nervous of aftercare visits as I used to be. I remember years ago, I used to be terrified when they were coming out to do aftercare. I used to be, oh no, it's an aftercare visit.
God.
I'm not as bad now. But grief, I used to, it was like an exam. It was horrible.
It's like your Collywalk, isn't it?
Yeah. It was horrible. So, yeah, well done. Yay. That's great. And
you found the park
that Kate can go in. That's good. It's always nice to have an area where you can run the dogs, you know, independently, that's safe, you know, because some people just don't have that. Anyway, before I run out and I'm rudely interrupted, I shall close this and take care, everybody, and hope you're all having a good day. And I'm going to go and enjoy my Tassimo Colombian coffee now.
Yay!
And we love our time.
By the way, Kate,
yes.
The chocolate you mentioned the other day, try Milka.
Yes.
Which you can get from Amazon or Tassimo.
Because it's a full cup.
Milka is gorgeous.
And it's beautiful. I don't like drinking chocolate, but I love Milka.
Yeah.
So there's a recommendation. Gorgeous. It's the best chocolate that they do for the Tassimo.
Sushard
Jess likes.
It's nice, but it's not a full cup.
But the Cadbury's one, Jess doesn't like at all.
No. And I don't like the Oreo one either.
No, but the Milka one, definitely recommend it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, bye for now, and take care. Speak soon.